AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A federal appeals court and the U.S. Supreme Court grant temporary stays until later this hour in the planned execution of Arkansas inmate Ladell Lee. The court saying they need more time to study his latest series of appeals. Lee was sentenced to death for the 1993 beating death of his neighbor. He is one of a number of inmates Arkansas wants to put to death before the end of this month. Alex Fofana saw a man open fire tonight on Paris police with an automatic weapon.
I saw three guys coming in a Chrysler Audi and shoot on the police and kill one of the police and injure one. Then I have to run away.
A female tourist was also wounded, and the attacker was then killed by other officers. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility. The AP's Laurie Hinnett reports that the attack in the heart of Paris came as the various presidential candidates were going on TV for a live Q&A event ahead of Sunday's election.
The first round of the election is on Sunday, and in fact, tomorrow is the last day of official campaigning.
A 50-year-old Tennessee school teacher is in custody. The 15-year-old girl he abducted some 6 weeks ago is safe after police and sheriff's deputies raided a cabin in a remote part of Northern California. Siskiyou County Sheriff Sergeant Mike Gilley says Tad Cummins talked with him after he was arrested.
It was interesting to me. Mr. Cummins made a spontaneous statement to me at the time that we took him down that I'm glad this is over.
Cummins face a variety of state and federal charges. One of two robbery suspects who attacked police in downtown Seattle is dead, the other in custody. Deputy Chief Carmen Best tells reporters the two officers who were shot are recovering.
The officer seemed to be stable and doing pretty well at this time.
We were told the officer was in life-threatening condition. Is that no longer the case?
My understanding is they're both stable and doing very well.
This is AP Radio News. Some Hawaii politicians are criticizing Attorney General Jeff Sessions for his remarks about the federal judge who blocked President Trump's travel ban. Jackie Quinn has more.
On a syndicated radio show, the attorney general said he's really amazed that, quote, a judge sitting on an island in the Pacific can issue an order that stops the president of the United States. That led Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono to question Jeff Sessions' awareness of the separation of powers between the judiciary and executive branches. And she tweeted that Hawaii has been a state for 58 years. The Justice Department responded Sessions is questioning how just one judge could block the president's executive order, and also mentioned that Sessions had a granddaughter born in Hawaii. I'm Jackie Quinn.
CNN and the Washington Post report prosecutors are preparing or closely looking at charges against WikiLeaks, including founder Julian Assange, for revealing government secrets. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.